Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast, the English voice of Milan fans all over the world, with your hosts, Vinny T and Stevie P.
Benvenuti nella casa della
Giroud in aria, si gira, sinistro, rete, gol capolavoro di Olivier Giroud.
Mignon with another magical save.
To Costa, nel numero 19. Leao carica il mancino. Eccolo qua, Rafa Leao.
Il Milan è campione d'Italia.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome to your first edition of Milan Weekly Podcast 2023. Technical difficulties in there, but Jan is here. Stevie P is trying to figure out the camera situation there. He's got the Tatarusano problem with the camera. It's blind. It's blind. It's not going on. Jan, welcome. It is the first one of 2023. And you know what we said this year? No fluff. We're going to go straight down to it, right? And just on a side note, happy birthday to Richard Carmen from Serie A Sit Down. Yeah, and I said no fluff. Let's get straight into it. When Stevie P joins us, he will join us. God fucking damn it. Like, look.
Cagata.
Cagata. And, you know, I was with Milan Legends yesterday. Not a shout out to Milan Weekly, the Milan Club Montreal yesterday, because almost nobody showed up. But Milan Legend was there. And at one point, I was just like, Tammy Abraham, like, has he touched a ball? What's going on? And we were debating. Is this a Roma sucking a shit or Milan actually playing good? I wasn't sure. But take us through your feelings of the game, Jan. I did not come out of this game. I did not come to this game going, oh, we're going to beat these guys and we're going to destroy them. And I was pleasantly surprised until the 87th minute, but what say you, man?
I mean, I thought that we were managing the game very well. I saw some moves from Zaniolo, which we'll see in busted tweets after. He's not on the level of some players on the Milan team, but Roma, you know, they had a bit of a rough go before, and Milan had a very rough go throughout preseason. It was such a long layoff through the winter break. That I wasn't going in there confident. I mean, it's still Roma. It's still a big game. But when we're up 2-0, it just doesn't make sense. And I had some friends over that were from out of town, and they had the game on. And they don't watch Serie A. They're like, what happened? It's just like in 5 minutes, they went from we know what we're doing to
total shamble. You know what? I'm going to read Kim from Australia's comment on Patreon. He's like, hey, gents, not a question. Just wanted to see my opinion. I knew you probably already covered this topic, but we had them most of the game and did well, but we blew it in the end. We can't keep blaming the referees, Pioli, and etc.
Exactly.
We have ourselves to blame as a team. Yes, I know there is some certain players that don't cut it, don't cut the mustard, but still can't be acting like 10, 12-year-olds blaming people. What do you say to that?
I totally agree. I'm not one to blame refs. I think Serie A, every team gets their good and their bad with the refs. And I think at the end of the year, usually balances out for every team because just the refing is poor in Serie A and it impacts everybody.
I found that it was poor on both ends. It reminded me
of 2 years ago. It reminded me of the team of 2 years ago that didn't win the Scudetto. That's how this is reminding me. Even like the way we were playing in the first half of the first half of the season still going on. I'm going to get used to this calendar eventually, but I'm not saying it's over, but I'm not going to be doom and gloom. There's still a lot of games to play. But I just have that feeling like last year we would have held on for that 2-1 win at least.
God forbid Steve can't come on for technical difficulties. Fabio, you're on the comments. Why don't you jump on? Because he probably has some feelings and he needs some therapy. But looking at the starting lineup, and I remember during the pregame chat, we had said this is the best starting lineup that we do have. You know, you want to blame... Steve wanted to have the graphic of the corner kick and, you know, not being able to defend.
Haven't been able to defend a fucking corner kick since Mihailovic was our coach. Since even before that. This is a problem at Milan. I don't know what happened. We can't score on a corner kick. We can't defend a corner kick. I saw Colin talking in the Patreon chat. We can't do either one. He's right.
You cannot have... Do you put this more on Roma just sucking for 87 minutes? Or did we just okay. People want to blame... And this is where the problem is, Jan. We like to put the blame on something. In the end, you want to blame the substitutions. You want to blame Pioli. Don't blame Tatarusano. I don't really like to make fun, but he made that save and he was left all alone on that one. You can't blame him even on the 2-1 goal. Is there anybody, if you had to blame somebody, who do you blame on this?
I blame the collective unit here because I think Pioli prepared them with what he has at disposal. Tatarusano, we made the joke earlier, but that's just who he is. It's Tatarusano. I blame the collective. You guys are Serie A champions. You have a team on the ropes. Okay, they come back in 2-1. You were the better team. Statistically, the better team should have won this game, and they didn't. Roma got a point. And that's on us. And that's on the fucking players. Don't tell me, Pioli and his subs and this.
No.
Guys, you should have been able to put anyone on to finish that game. Roma was nothing in that game. I'm sorry. They weren't a threat. They didn't look like a top six side in Serie A. And then at the end, kudos to them. Good for them. I'm happy for the people that were there to watch the game for the Roma. You guys got some points, and that's because Milan gave you those points because they're a bunch of idiots.
We did.
I said they're fucking losers, and to me, until next game, all these guys on the field, they're just fucking losers to me.
And not cool. Before we let La Parola to Mr. Fabio, because I had a little problem. My cousin Johnny pulled a little joke on our favorite Interista, and it was Francis the Snake, and making fun of Interistas, and I'm like, guys, don't talk. Don't talk. And then Fabio comes on Patreon. And like Fabio said, I'd like to give myself the Lupo Award for being a jackass and typing the words, Roma is our bitch. I spoke way too soon. The game left me shell-shocked and with this feeling that any chance we had to catch Napoli had been lost. I know it is so early in the season, but we have regressed in our defense. Our offense scored 2 goals per game and we can't keep a clean sheet. Injured players, lack of talent in our depth, and legally blind goalkeepers that all feel like shit. Never laugh at other misfortunes because Milan will make us suffer. No real questions. This just fucking sucks. And then fuck. So we need to blame you, Fabio.
Yeah, I am a fucking moron. I'll say it right here. I uttered the words, Roma is our bitch. I thought this is the 4th victory in a row. And honestly, it's like they turned off that last 10 minutes. As soon as Bobega scored, it's like they thought they were good. And I said it at halftime. I said, you know what? This game seems like it's like might just be a 1-0 victory for us. It seems really shitty. Roma was not in the first half whatsoever. You're damn right. I'm paying. I got to tell you, man, I feel awful this morning. I couldn't bring myself to do a Milan minute. I was like, I know it's not even to the even remote level of losing a final, but it felt so like they took it away from us right at the end. Excuse me. We gave it up. We gave it up like a whore.
That's your nonna guilt, though. The Scaronia that you feel, that's nonna guilt. You think it's your fault. Nonna, you
shouldn't have said that. It was my fault. It was my fault. I shouldn't have said anything because when we laugh at the other teams, when their team shits the bed, there's Milan to, like, again, I guess we shouldn't really, it's not too crazy to think because this Milan's not a Milan that's like a just beating the hell out of every lower team that we face, even when we can't even do that. We have to struggle. That's honestly probably the real Maloik right there. I don't have La Madonna in my house.
Go to your parents' house, Fabio.
I have to go to my parents' house and steal it for the next 4 months or something. But I don't know. Stealing La Madonna, that might give me more bad luck. Maybe I should do that.
Just cover her face with a towel. She doesn't know what she's going.
Whispers, you know, like, shh, you're coming to Long Island. Shh.
But, you know, we're terrible, talking man. About the blame game. We're talking about, okay, yes, we're going to blame you, Fabio. But, guys, we're talking about, you know, Milan Post, like, always to do the tops and flops. We can't start Salamakers anymore. Forget what happened in the 87th.
Who are you
going
to start, Vinny? Who are you going to start?
But, no, what I'm saying is...
At the, in Curva Nod in San Siro? Is that you're going to start on the right side? Who are you going to start?
Okay, forget the 87th minute and on. Who's your top and flop of the match?
Kalulu, happy for him. He needed that goal.
Yes.
And he saw his country go very far, wasn't part of the team. I think he has a lot to prove, and he's one of our bright spots this year. There hasn't been many, in my opinion. Like, we won some games and everything. I'm not, but like I think Kalulu, it's another year. It's going to be his... He's got to continue on this trend because he's going to be a good player for us. And I think he should be starting on the right side over Calabria. And I think someone else should be fighting for the center back position because, Davide, I love you and I love everything that you stand for Milan. And I know you're a Milanista at heart and you came up. But at the level that we want to be, you're now the second string guy for me because you don't bring enough on that right side. He's my flop.
You know what? Gio was in the comments. Gio, you know what? You got to come on. Come on. You know what? Steve's having those problems. Why don't you come on? Maybe he's going to bring this cool call.
No, he's not going to. He's upset as well.
He's upset as well. Fabio, how about you? You're top. Are you going to go with Kalulu as well? I think you had predicted Kalulu to score.
You know what? I don't think. I think there was somebody else that said Kalulu. But I think I just want to, because I harp back on, I just love the fact that he made a perfect little pass. I would say Leao. I still think Leao, even though he, you know, didn't find the net, he did have an assist again. I mean, that's the kind of things that we need from him week in, week out. I thought Bennacer needed to have a good game, being that, you know, all this contract talk was going on. It's imminent. He's going to sign the contract extension.
He had a lot more good moments than bad moments.
He came off the field, and what happened?
Yeah. It really, you should be able to make substitute and the game doesn't go completely off the rails the way it did. It's just, again, we still have those moments. It's probably, you know, somebody had mentioned it, Vinny. I think it's like you're a champion, you win it once, and like you're still drunk off that shit. You're like, as soon as it's over, you're back on the grind again. They should have been, every 3 points is so valuable. This seems like such a, like, I know we got a point, but damn, man. I mean, I'm going Leao, though. Leao.
It does definitely hurt. And you know what, Fabio, you could give to my cousin Johnny as well, because my cousin Johnny likes to poke fun of our friend Carlo the Interista. And we have a restaurant called Inoteca Mozza here. And he's like, hey, has anybody seen our friend Carlo? I guess he's eating pizza at Inoteca Monza. And I was about to like the comment. I'm like, we haven't played yet.
Don't do it.
You know, so, you know, you guys can share a bit of the blame on those ones, guys. Vortex coming on, they're not impressed. CDK looks like he's starting on Wednesday. Coast to Coast will be covering the Coppa Italia, hopefully in a better mood. We got Lecce Saturday at noon. Guys, in the end, you know, we are trying, 2023, we're trying to keep these podcasts under 50
minutes. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Minutes. Do you have any... last, because a couple of questions on Twitter, a couple of questions on
they gotta Patreon. Be better, they gotta be better. I don't care about how many games they're playing right now. You had a freaking 7 months off, or whatever it felt like, 7 months you weren't playing.
Is it time to put back
get
Kajar?
Your shit together?
Is it time to put back Kajar? Maybe Kalulu and Tomori is not the pairing.
I don't think that's the problem.
No,
I don't think that's the problem. I think all as a collective, because even if Kjaer was there, You don't do brain farts like that. Vrank leaving up that stupid free kick at the end for no reason when you know that Roma, Vrpa, they're not the great, but they have some gems that can do some damage on those special, on those special team kicks, on the free kicks. And we don't do anything on those. I think we scored 10 goals since the last time we won a Champions League on a freaking free kick or something. Like, we're terrible at these things. We don't take advantage of them, and we often get manhandled on that. So guys, wake up. Wake up. It's not going to get easier. Other teams are playing as many games as us, so stop with the excuses. The refs, they suck for everybody. Stop with the excuses. Let's go.
Wake up. We shall see what's going on. There's still, 18 games, guys, to play, starting
19, I think.
19, yes.
Yeah, because that was week 17. So,
you know, Napoli, Napoli will be playing Juventus coming up. We got Lecce. And nobody tell me we got an easy 3 points on set. No, there's no fucking such thing as an easy 3 points. Now, you guys have seen it throughout all Serie A.
Do you guys now, would you rather see Napoli smash Juventus and see Twitter explode? Or do you want to see Juventus win 1-0 again and see them talk about another clean sheet? Would you rather?
That's a fantastic question. Wow.
I'd rather see Napoli smash. Personally, I'd rather see Napoli smash.
I'd rather see a tie just to open up Serie A even more. I'd rather Napoli come up from behind. I want Napoli to do what Roma did to Milan. I want them to do that
to Juventus.
To Juventus, yeah. That's what I want to. That's what I want to see. But we got this weekend to come up, guys. On Patreon, you know, who do we have? Simon, aka the Swiss Ambrosini, because he looks exactly like Ambrosini. A big fat hello to everyone and happy new year. The result from yesterday sucks, but the performance, besides the last 10 minutes, was very good. Roma had no chance whatsoever. Do you guys share my following opinion? Finishing top four is our goal and would be a good result for the season. Our team is not good enough to win the Scudetto again. Last year was a fairy tale. And why do we buy loan, steal, cook, bake, quality right wing, and another quality forward? Bonus question, why does Adley not play and how long do we have to watch Diaz? All this said, I'm still happy with this Milan. We are top four. I'm having a bright future ahead. Remember 2013 to 2018? No, Simon. We don't want to remember. I think we can be proud, although last night results hurts. Forza, sempre Milan. Simon is from Switzerland, guys. He's a neutral kind of guy. He's always, you know, he can't be too negative. He starts a little bit of negative there, but do you agree with him to say, like, you know, top four, let's be happy, and again, to his question, like, why isn't Adley playing, and how long do we have to watch Diaz, Fabio? Let me take it to you.
I'll just say this. Adley's not playing because he's not good enough to play. If you watch any of the preseason friendlies, even, you know, again, he's competing with these guys every day on the training ground, and he's not impressing Pioli. Why do we want him out there so we could be pissed off even more at the kid? He's just not good enough. The idea is that, you know what? You should have identified this already. Send him out on loan. There's no reason he needs to be taking up a spot. This kid maybe can turn into an investment in the future, but if he doesn't play, nobody's going to want to pick him up. So it's another stupid management thing that unfortunately we all sit here and think, oh, he looked good in the preseason game. Yeah, so did Rebic. Guess what? He's still having a shit year. And he's not playing now. If you watch the games in the that stupid Dubai Cup, he was terrible. You wouldn't want him on the field. He's not offering anything.
Maybe,
you
know, in Coppa Italia.
We didn't pay $35 million for him. That's the real question. When are we going to just forget about Diaz? And yes, guys, again, we know the deal with Diaz. One game, and then he takes 8 off. Why are we surprised when he doesn't really get anything going? He gets a full 60, sometimes 70 minutes, and then CDK gets just the end. Why couldn't he get the whole half on this game? Why did it have to wait until like the final 15 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever the hell it was? And CDK didn't do shit. Talk about a total like regression. Last game, he looked good. He taking shots. Things were happening. No, let's keep Diaz. Aren't we all under the idea that he's going to be gone next year? So come on, let's get with it.
Here's your partner. Here's your partner in crime from coast to coast. Gio. You know, we're talking about Simon's question and, you know, talking about Adley.
I don't know what happened to my...
Talk to us. Talk to us, Gio.
Damn, I don't know why I can't see my... But, Vinny, I just want to say that I put too much pressure on Vortex yesterday. I said that he got better quality than Cassie and all that. And it's true. And you know what he disappointed me in, what I'm more gutted is that he, when he has come in, I think either Giroud or Leal got a red card. He has come in for the cleanup. And to me, he just let me down, man, yesterday. That pass, he had it. And then it's like I was telling Fabio yesterday on the phone, it was like a pass when you're catching it, but you think you got it and you see that you have the whole field in front of you. And that's what he did with that pass that he let go out of bounds. But you know what? To me, Vinny, everybody's going to say that people are overreacting. We're not winning the Scudetto. We can't keep no clean sheets. Our defense is lacking. And now we see, I think Jan was the only one that said that Mike Maignan was our MVP. And it's true. I'm sorry. As good as fucking Leao is, without Mike Maignan, we are trash.
You can't put yesterday's performance on the goaltender, Gio. I'm sorry. I can't.
But the thing is, Vinny, the thing is, Tomori, like guys, I was talking to somebody
guys,
else.
He is here. He is here, guys. Milan Coast to Coast came in, Steve, to cover just in case. Camera's fixed. Everything is good.
F-U, control F-8.
What happened, Steve? You figure it out?
I have no idea what happened. I don't know who touched control F8 and why it stayed forever.
Well, you know what, Gio? Not to interrupt you, but Stevie P, I know we're already into the questions, but tell us how you felt about you. Tell us about how you felt about yesterday's game.
Guys, I was really pissed off. I have to be honest. It was not something that I was really happy about.
Steve, be honest. Just, you were so mad, Steve. You smashed your F8 button into the computer. That's
what I wish that was even the case. I was disgusted, guys, and that's why I put in the chat that I wanted to call this episode "Disgusted," because if we look back to the Salernitana game, where you know we completely forgot that we won 2-1 and missed 19 chances to put that game away, it was a similar game. And this time we played a team better than Salernitana, Roma, who did absolutely nothing for 85 minutes. And then on two set pieces, we get scored on, you know. And so what pisses me off about this is that, guys, these are things that, you know, we can't blame Pioli. Everybody's going after the changes and this and that and the fouls, and we're looking for excuses. We're looking for excuses. The fouls, guys, in the last couple of minutes and extra time, they always happen. The guys are tired. They need to stop the game. They need to stop the rhythm. And, you know, we get these free kicks, and they're not dangerous places, guys. They're 40, 50 meters away.
You're right.
It's just Ibanez gets on the back of something. And then you leave Matic by himself. You know, like it. Guys, I can't handle these things, because these are things that these guys have been doing for a lifetime. And you're defending a free kick. Are we going to get scored on these types of free kicks? Absolutely. But two in a span of 10 minutes, you know, and I have to go after a little bit, you know, the more veteran guys. And I'm going to call him a veteran, but he's not. But Tonali was terrible. Tonali was chasing everybody. He forgot that he needed to defend in those things. Tomori as well. There's one of those tweets today where, you know, Tomori is telling off Tatarusano. But he's standing on the goal line, guys. He's your center back and standing on the goal line next to Tatarusano, telling him to come out. Nobody, you get out. We're not in England anymore over here. You get out and you start challenging people as the center back.
And I can't blame Tatarusano. Like Kim had said, he goes, it's enough of this blaming these guys and that guy and the substitutions. It's just as a team, right, Steve? Just as a team.
Collectively, they just don't know how to finish games, and it costs us points. And it's points that should have never gone to Roma. Roma fans don't even know what to say. And the ones that just say stupidity on the Twitter machine, it's because they have absolutely no life and don't understand the game, because they were nowhere to be found in this game. Absolutely, completely lost. From La Gioia to Zaniolo, who's by far the dumbest soccer player that I ever seen in my whole life. It's just a byproduct of Milan and not being thick-skinned enough to take this home and grab the 3 points. And it's unfortunate. And that's why it's disgusting, because they didn't play bad. They didn't have the best game, but they didn't play bad. They didn't deserve to tie. This is not even a tie. It's a loss.
Coast to coast, you know I love you guys. But thanks for coming on. But you guys know we're trying to keep this, you know, nice and short. Yeah. We will see you on Wednesday. Thanks for picking up the slack for Stevie's control plus F8 button. Guys, check him out Wednesday. You guys, 10 p.m., 9 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to be going on after the Coppa Italia game.
9 p.m.
9 p.m. 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
6 p.m. Los Angeles time. Guys, thank you so very much. But we shall see each other very soon. Thanks for covering.
And I'll be in the chat. Don't you worry. We'll be right in the chat right there. Bye, guys.
Gio is saying, welcome back. Keep up the great work. Do you think the team just got comfortable after winning the Scudetto? Because the way we are defending is in shambles, disappointed in Vortex. I had high hopes for him. And Steve, before he came on, he was saying that he gave too much credit to Vortex. And do you think it's a confidence thing for the Scudetto, or is it just, hey, you know what, let's just aim for top four? That's what Simon was saying from Switzerland.
I don't know if it's a confidence thing. I just think these things have happened to Milan in the past. They're gonna continue to happen unless, you know, they start shoring up their defense. I saw another tweet before I jumped on here tonight that, you know, last year we were probably one of the teams who let in the least amount of goals from set pieces like this. So again, I understand it happens. It's just that now the Salernitana game, you know, we got away with it. We took 3 points. We move on. Everybody forgets that we had not the best game, and you move on after 3 points. This game stings a bit because it's against Roma. You know, you let Juve climb back in, and, you know, Juve's been playing just ugly, ugly football, and you let them climb back in. Now they're ahead of us in the standings just on goal differential, which is beyond me because they score one a game. So we're doing a problem. For me, I think it's more, you know, last year the Milan had that surprise aspect. I don't think the surprise aspect is there anymore. The teams, you know, we credit Serie A and the teams to understanding what they need to do to stop their opponent. I think they're stopping their opponent now.
Definitely. Jan, I'm going to give you Shane's question. He's an Irishman from Kenya, right? Well, sorry, he lives in Kenya, but he's from Ireland. I have two items. First, here's a proverb as old as the test of time. A croon on the pitch is worth two salads on the bench. And then he goes, number two, how fucking fucked are we right now? Do you think is it time to start panicking? I know we do have those 19 games. Obviously, these are not games where you want to lose points. But are you stressing at this point? Or you're like, hey, my goal was not to win the Scudetto. Yes, we want to win the Scudetto, but top four?
Top four always for me. That's the goal. We don't have the squad depth to think that we're done and that we can just, you know, I think we're Scudetto champions every year a la Juve like they did and dominate. We have a lot of holes to fill, as we can clearly see. We've won championships with holes. So we have holes to fill. So I just want to keep getting that Champions League money. Keep getting out of the group stage. This is like a cycle for me. Yeah, it'd be nice to win. But, you know, I'm an honest Milanista. Last year it was a surprise and I'm happy. We played well. We won the games. We had a little bit of help on the way. But we're clearly not the best team in Serie A. We don't have the depth. And last year I just thought there was a bit more of a collective will at the end of some games where we got some results. Where maybe now the guys are tired, maybe collectively, you know, there's contract talks. I don't know what the hell the problem is. They got to wake up. Am I worried? No, we're still sitting nice in the top four. I don't, you know, nothing's like in danger yet. But overall, this season has been a bit of a concern. There's some
performances
there's
some, like this,
you know, like even in the Champions League. Like I expected the blunders last year. I found this year we made silly mistakes again and let. You know, we didn't have to let Chelsea humiliate us or play us the way they did. We could have stayed a lot closer with a team like that. It's a shame, you know? So I don't know if I don't know. Anyway, I'm not worried yet. That's all to say.
Not yet.
But these guys got to wake up, man.
Okay. Steve, Gillis says, hey, guys, it's been a while. I'm assuming you will have covered this in the episode, but who you blame the most for Milan collapse? Or, you know what, like I said, what would you have done differently, even with a broken heart? Forza Milan per sempre. Would you have done anything differently, Steve? There was nothing.
I don't think I could have done anything differently. If I put myself in Pioli's shoes, he had no choice to take out Benassad. He was going to end up taking another card.
Yeah.
And we were going to lose Benassad and Tonali because Tonali had the IQ of a peanut to pick up a card on a stupid salchicha maker, complaining for a stupid handball that was not even a handball in the box. That's just, you know, that's the frustration with Tonali, is he needs to be able to understand what's happening in the game and understand, yeah, okay, we're going to lose him for, you know, the commentator watching the game said, I understand you'll lose him for Lecce, but you'd rather lose him for Lecce than the next game. To be honest, I wouldn't rather lose him for any of the games because we don't have that depth. But I think the changes were made, and we need to see these players play. They need to play. We complain about everybody getting hurt. If you're going to buy guys like Vortex, if you're going to bring back guys like Pobega, you know, and Pobega, that change, it gave us a 2-0 lead, guys. So you can't complain about that. A lot of people online are saying changing the formation. Guys, I think it's just a byproduct of what he had to put on. He did the right things to keep a 2-0 lead, guys. He put in another tall center back, he put in Gabbia to not concede on set pieces. And now we potentially had three center backs in there, and we still concede on a set piece. So I think collectively it's on everybody. You can't just pinpoint it on one person. I'm just fed up of people, you know, when it's convenient to them, blaming all the substitutions. Are we deep? No, we're not deep. But we're deep enough to keep a 2-0 lead against a team that didn't touch the ball for 85 minutes. Come on, let's get serious.
I mean, one thing I would have done differently is we have a new owner. You got some money to spend. Where are the rumors? Where's the little hope, the little glimmer of hope there's going to be a signing? Like, Jerry, what are you doing, buddy? We need help, Jerry. We need some help. I'm not saying go out and sign Lionel Messi.
I'd rather it be quiet, Steve, and then sign someone.
I'm not saying go out and sign Lionel Messi.
No.
But you signed me a third division Colombian goalkeeper. Are you fucking serious? You can't sign me some 30-year-old that's going to play the right wing properly? Like somebody?
Yeah.
Come on.
I didn't get that signing of the goalkeeper. You know, there, I saw rumors Mirante to Salernitana. Okay, go.
Let him go. You put in the goalie coach if you have to at this point. Yeah. Dude, you care. You're caring that Mirante's leaving.
Come on. Alex says, oh boy, that performance yesterday making me want to throw in one of my homemade burnt CDs full of existential emo songs from back in high school for a team in our position that collapses unacceptable and not good enough despite injuries or anything else. That needs to be a major look with yourself in the mirror moment. Do you think Milan's current roster is close to being something with a few ins and outs, or is the formula just not there with this group? I think Pioli's formula is good. It's just the key components are not there. And you know what? I don't want to pull a Allegri. Se togliate cinque giocatori di questa squadra, even us. It's like, look, injuries are going to happen all over the place. But Steve, I have a bad feeling that even if we would have had like our best players on there yesterday, somehow, some way, we would have been able to screw up. I don't know. We need that step up in quality of players. Do you think the formula is problematic or the actual components?
Guys, the formula is bad because of Serie A. Just the teams don't have money to catch the debt. Go take a look, everybody. I'm giving you red card. I'm giving you Milan Weekly Podcast homework tonight. Go take a look at Manchester City's FA Cup semifinal squad versus Chelsea.
Oh, disgusting. Disgusting.
Guys, that's the equivalent to our Copita.
No, when Chelsea brought on a left back that they paid 120 million on in the 90th minute against Milan, I'm like, what? Yeah. That's our Balotelli, 400.
There's the big difference, right? That's why, and I'm not saying that it never happens to Manchester City. It does. It's just the quality that you're bringing on sometimes makes a big difference. We're gambling on guys like Vortex. They're taking out Phil Foden and bringing in Mahrez. You understand? It's like a big difference. They have three right wings. We've had none for the past 5 years. So that's the formula that's wrong with soccer and European sport, and it has nothing to do with Milan's formula or anybody else's formula, because we are, in fact, the champions of last year, and we won it with 10 men. Let's say it the way it is.
That's what you've been preaching since last year. Before we head over to the Twitter, a couple of questions on Twitter. Guys, we're doing pretty good on time. Vinny Mancini says, hello and buon anno. Since Tiramisu has become a cardboard cutout that just stands in the middle of our goal, slowing, waving his arms, would you not consider throwing in a younger Vasquez for our next set of games? Yes, it's a new arrival, but compared to outfield players, ramp-up time is not a complex. It's not like Tattoo is providing us with anything special. Maybe it's time we try out his newly acquired signing. We have to have better reflexes than a 36-year-old. Thank you, and Forza Milan. We touched a little bit based on there.
Steve, you can't hear you.
Steve, you're. I don't think it's time for
this. Who put that message? Who put that message?
Vinny Mancini from Winnipeg.
Vinny Mancini needs to understand that it's enough to always blaming Tata Rusano.
This one has nothing to blame.
This one has nothing to blame. He's playing on potato fields in Colombia. You think he's going to come here to Serie A and know where to kick the ball? Are you serious? Like, get out of here.
No, get out of here
putting in a kid. He just showed up. And then in one of the more technical leagues in Europe, you're going to put him in. Sorry, Vinny. Winnipeg, it's cold.
Vinny is Winnipeg, it's cold. There's a little bit of cold.
I get it. I have a friend that lives there. I understand the coldest corner in North America. I get it. You got a vortex of your own over there.
If I would.
No, I don't want to see this kid at all. I don't want to see this kid at all until next year in Coppa Italia. That's where I want to see him.
All right. So
not a good signing, guys.
Not maybe Wednesday.
Signing. You go
maybe
sign Soriano or one of these guys over there if you need another
goal. Didn't they want Crago from Monza?
Cranio, yeah. He's hidden in the basement. They signed him and he's never playing. Di Gregorio is always there. I don't get it. Anyway, guys, this young goalie from Colombia, get him out of your head. He's not going to be playing for a while. He's there to pick up balls during training. That's it.
At Samson _89, Happy New Year. My question is, do you think we can progress against Tottenham without interfering in the squad? Personally, I think we need at least an attacker and a right wing. Thank you, Samson. Yeah. Yes, we do need. Can we progress with this team, guys? Tottenham, it's not like they're a, you know, top team in England, but
Harry Kane's very tall.
If we defend set pieces like we did against Roma, we're not going to progress. That's for sure.
I like that one. And who else do we have here? We got on Twitter at Pastore 914. Good day, gents. Vic from Seattle here. Hey, what's happening from Seattle? Steve, we have missed you, man. My question is, do you guys believe we can still win the Scudetto if we beat Napoli away and Inter and Napoli slip up for sure? Ain't worried about Juve, to be honest. I know it's early in the season. He's an optimist.
He has the glass half full mentality.
But Can we win
the Scudetto? The short answer is yes. The realistic answer is we need help.
And Gigi La Patata, our friend, something Milan can use in the future. In your opinion, what is the best wasting time strategy? 1, field goal at every opportunity. 2, dirty dancing around the corner flag. 3, fall and roll over. 4, pick a fight with the ref. Or 5, simply hide the ball.
Fall and roll over. It works for Teo. I think it's going to work for us. Worked for Brazil for many years. It can work for us. Let's do it. Fall and roll over.
I don't know if the wasting time for us is actually in our favor, to be honest. I think with this whole leftover from the Qatari World Cup, where they're going to put 10 to 11 minutes of extra time and really want to make you play your 90 minutes, I don't want any extra time.
Just give me that
minute. We need to go to the corner flag, a la Frank Cassie, and wait.
I like this. Like what we I was about to say.
We were taught when we were kids. Said none of us were Frank Kessie, so we always used to
Steve, lose
the ball.
Is the soundboard on?
Yes.
Because, you know, it's... And guys, we're going to go through the important games. Because we ain't talking about Spezia and Lecce.
We can't really say much about Inter. So I guess we both tied this week.
That's another thing that pisses me off about us losing points against Roma. This is going to be a perfect time to laugh at Inter, and we can't even do that.
And Steve, that's what I was saying. I go to my cousin Johnny, everybody. Guys, don't talk. Milan hasn't played yet. Just don't make fun of Inter.
Johnny's bad for that. He jumps on the train too fast, but then we never hear from him again. So,
can't really say anything about Inter, Monza. And they were about to win that game, guys. Even had a good chance in the end. How about Juve Udinese? Just, guys.
I spent the afternoon looking at cement dry, and it was just, it was actually more exciting than the highlights from that game.
But, Steve, we've said in the past, even those years they won the Scudetto when they were winning ugly, what are you going to do in 2-3 years? You're going to walk out, that 1-0 win. Well, that was an ugly win.
One-nothing against Cremonese was so boring, but yet you still won the Scudetto. It sucks, guys, but they're back in it, and it's the fault of all the other teams above them. So,
Is it 8 wins in a row, guys? I think Ali's 8 wins in a
They've
row.
They've only let in 7 points. Goals all year, man. Yeah,
it's a lot of it's a lot of points. 24.
Fiorentini beating the Sassuolo, Spezia, Lecce 0-0, Salernitana, Torino 1-1. And then we take it over to Verona beating Cremonese today. Atalanta coming back. Bologna is going to Serie B, guys. Even Sampdoria. Yeah. Sampdoria, Napoli 2-0. And I love it how we're there in the Milan club chat or the Milan Patreon. Guys, maybe Sampdoria is going to do something. And I know they came up with a win, guys. It's Sampdoria. They got a red card there, but no surprises here. Steve, I don't know if you watched a bit of Napoli. Yeah,
I saw quite a bit of matches there. Sampdoria was just no match, but the refs didn't help them either. Penalty in the first minutes.
Can anybody explain me that penalty?
No one could explain that penalty, guys.
How is it that the guy's on the floor and the guy steps on his leg, he had no chance for goal, and it gets called a penalty? I think
there was a slight contact before he fell.
It was terrible. They showed it multiple times. I don't know what he's calling, but again, you can't step. You can't keep your hands in a regular position. Soon, we might as well just not have players on there.
Lazio Empoli.
Wow. Lazio. What the hell?
I don't get it. I was watching this game and I was like, it's 2-0, and I'm like, no, they can't. Like, this is this Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde? Steve, how many years have we called them Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde?
I thought the same thing, and I was about to tweet it out, and I just didn't feel good about it, and now I know why I didn't feel good about it, because it happened to my team.
Lazio 2-2, Milan Roma 2-2, everybody, like, you know, it was a high scoring Serie A game. And let's take a look at the last this is what it looks like right now. Yes, on differential of goals, 44-34, you got 10 points between first and fourth place. But look at, guys, look at that, right? From Roma to Milan, that's 6 points of difference, and it's going to be an exciting Serie A. Hopefully, they keep this battle just like last year. Guys, very quickly, bottom three. Are these the bottom three guys that are going down?
Cremonese, yeah. Sampdoria. I'd like to see them stay just because they have a nice kit. Verona, they can go, you know, where they can
maybe
go.
Maybe Bologna going down, but anyways.
No, Steve. Even Bologna, it'd be nice if they stay.
These will probably be the three that go down.
Gentlemen, you guys know we like to... You guys have these Fanta Calcio kind of things going on. Oh, sorry, you guys, these Fanta Calcio. Let's have a look at the Serie A. I know. How are you guys doing on your Fanta Calcios? This is the
week then... it's the second week that everybody remembered that there was free transfers for the whole entire duration of the World Cup, and no one changed their team.
Justin, there, 1,300 points. Pretty good. How are you guys doing on your owns or on this one here, guys? Did you change some formations today or?
No.
I mean,
no
in my
formation for me.
And the Fanta Calcio, I'm in with Steve. I traded the Dusan Vlahovic. Yeah. I was fed up with him. I just don't want to cheer for any Juventus goals on my team. I'm not going to win. So hey, I traded for Caputo and another midfielder.
Shem OFC, Mark from Boston. Look at it. 23rd place. Mario. Mario. Okay. 1,200 points and going on here. So Husni, the Krunic All-Stars. So guys, Philip at the Serie A Fantasy, and Presidente is going to... Vini Gattuso, Romanista. Did he call you, Steve? Did he give you any...
No, I saw him at night to play soccer. Oh, Jan, we need to talk. I need a goaler for Sunday nights.
For soccer?
Yeah.
I play defense. You don't want me in nets when I play.
Call my cousin Johnny. Call my cousin Johnny.
Johnny.
I'm gonna call Johnny.
French Caronia of the loss, he has to play in nets.
To Presidente, we're able to do it. Look at this, because we cut the fat, we went straight to the conversations. Even with the intro, we're about 42 minutes. Are we ready, Stevie P? Jan, let's see what you have for this week's Busted the Calcio segment. Now, I haven't looked at these. Steve has another because he had no camera. So let's take it through slide number one. At Nicolo D. whatever, Trinar is a butcher and the reason to hate football. Cara is an embodiment of beauty of football and reason why we go to the stadium. What? Jan, please explain this tweet.
Napoli fans were getting upset because their star player from Georgia said, yeah, defenders, they like to play him now. After about his total, grand total, staggering totals in Serie A to make him the greatest left winger ever at 9 games played, the teams finally figured out how to play against him. And Skriniar, who by all, I don't know, like guys, we're going to, I know it's an Inter player, but you can all be honest here. I've never associated Skriniar with a dirty Materazzi, Chiellini type of player. Let's be honest.
No. Hard and physical, but not dirty.
But he's actually a when he scores a goal and he's jumping in that in the opponent's box, he's actually a beautiful player to watch. This is just Napoli fans, and you should have seen this thread. Just the first loss and already chaos.
The crying.
Chaos. Yeah. The crying.
Pomitano, so he had a bad game, this, and all of a sudden got, it's
well, actually, Kvara hasn't. Even the last game,
a couple of games, yeah,
2-0 against Sampdoria.
Well, how come we didn't sign him, Milan fans? We didn't sign him. He would have played.
Right. So Leon. It's just more of the same.
We're not talking about the same from Napoli. We're talking about him shitting the bed.
He did shit the bed. He shot the bed on here.
So Napoli Twitter imploded, as was written in the stars for them, and this is just a busted tweet. Skriniar is not a butcher. Get over yourself, buddy.
Tweet number two.
It's like from Gazzetta dello Sport.
Are having fun. Zaniolo, Leao and Zaniolo are having fun and living similar youthful moments. Leao is now more advanced. He is stronger. He has better statistics.
What is the point of this headline? They play calcio. That's where it ends. That's where their career path ends. One guy stole another guy's girlfriend. No, that's not Leao. It's the white guy. That's why they don't make a big deal about it in Italy. Leao is now more advanced, he is stronger, and he has better statistics. So where is he living similar youthful moments? Can I know? Because Leao hasn't had any injuries. Leao hasn't had any problems. Leao's played a World Cup. Zaniolo, has he played a World Cup?
Oh, man. Leao was the MVP of Serie A last year.
Zaniolo was the MVP of the medical room because he was there with the nurses. That's what his claim to fame is. Are you serious? Get over yourself. Like Gazzetta. This was a newspaper I used to respect as a kid.
Yeah, more and more, it's been a lot of...
More and more, it's like you're becoming cringe. Like... yeah, it's cringe.
Busted.
It's
cringe.
It could Let's be go. Two things. It could be either they really can't translate what they really want to say in Italian into English.
Google Translate.
It out. Or they really just have people with absolutely about. Zero soccer knowledge starting writing for this.
Or Zaniolo has a good agent.
There's no comparison, you understand? Like, they're both young, and it stops there. But they're young a long time ago, you understand? Like, now, Zaniolo, at this point in his career, needs to figure out what kind of player he wants to be, because he consistently plays, but he has one goal all year and doesn't add anything else and doesn't make anybody else better.
40 million last year, remember? 40 to 50 million.
And he's had limited – he's had a few little knocks this year. But the games he's played, he's missed some chances. Horrendous.
He plays with one foot. You will know.
But if his name was Andre Silva or his name was CDK, the Italian media would be shitting all over him.
Yeah.
He's Zaniolo. He's okay. Point. His mom's cute. He's okay. He's okay. He's going to be okay.
Tweet number three, we have
It's a submission from Gillis.
A submission from Gillis. Okay, I was excited to see Serie A Coppa Italia advertising their college basketball game, and then this happens. So, Jesus Christ.
CBS Sports, get your shit together. Paramount Plus, you're the official voice of Serie A in North America. Well, because no one cares about Canada, so it's the United States. You're the official voice. Are you fucking serious? You like made an advertisement like this? But like, if you would have put Bologna, I would understand. Our crests, they kind of look the same. I get it.
This is taking crap the cake that they right made now.
Over here in China for $12.99.
This
bought
this
it off Alibaba. This freaking crest over here is so ugly. AC Milan, what an insult!
This is taking the cake right now. I don't know what else you have. Number four, you have. If we don't win the Scudetto, we should really consider switching coach. We are by far best team in this league and losing. We are by far the best team in this league and losing Scudetto would be huge. At Samo 33. Which league are we playing that we're by far the best team in this league?
maybe in his FIFA 23 career mode, Milan is the best team, and he's getting confused when he tweets. This guy gets confused a lot, though, so it could be that. I don't know. He's got a lot of followers. It's a shame. People like to encourage his dumb antics, but he's serious over here.
Steve, you get entertained by these tweets, right?
Yeah, I could have a field day with them. I just don't have time to interact with these guys. Sometimes I wish I do have the, I did have the time. Because these are just obviously guys who are just looking for clicks. Again, Jan, you know him more. You see, you interact and you see some of his tweets a little bit more often. Guys, again, I'm done with the everything is green on our side, because unfortunately it's not. The team needs significant help at the right and striker position. We need significant help or some depth at the center back position. We saw a little bit of muscle. Again, this is just us being honest, and we continue. I'd rather continue being honest and telling people the truth, who will, less people like him, Semo, probably won't agree with me.
Show me your love for Milan, don't get me wrong. But
the best team. Do you rather have Lazetic on the bench as your striker or Giovanni Simeone?
Yeah.
Would you rather have Milik on the bench as your striker or Lazetic? Would you rather have Dzeko or even the grill master Correa coming off the bench or Lazetic?
It's a good point.
I'm a Milan fan through and through, and I love my team. Yeah. But you can't be serious. This is why people laugh at us. Yeah. You're an idiot, bro. Come on.
But we're so bad that Lazetic doesn't even come on.
That's the other thing. You're going to put a midfielder out of position, and so everyone can shit on him more to play as a false nine, the poor kid. Yeah, guys, put him over there.
Out of these tweets, I'm sorry. I for me, it's got to be this.
Because they get paid a lot of money for this shit. Yes. That's
someone had to sign that off on that before that graphic.
Did they delete the tweet at least?
It was on TV. Gillis took a picture of it.
Thank you, Gillis.
He was happy. Yeah, Gillis took a picture of it because it was during college basketball, which that is huge in the States. Yeah. And now you're going to you just ruined some kid. It's like you told the kid they were born, that's a dog, but it's really a cat. And they grew up their whole life thinking that's a dog. And they go to school like, but that's a dog. No, it's a cat. Now they're going to think AC Milan has this ugly blue and black logo. And now you screwed up some kids for life. That's on you guys, Paramount
Plus. This is definitely the busted tweet of the week. Jan, Stevie P, thank you so very much, guys. On the channel this week, Wednesday, you will have Coast to Coast. They will be covering the Coppa Italia game. Saturday, we're playing Lecce. Patreon, we will be there for a group therapy session, probably a couple hours before. Always remember, it's all your fault. Since you shine the light on these guys, they multiply, they must be breathing like rats, so it is your fault. Guys, thank you very much. We've kept it under the 50 minute, even with the intro. Anything to add before we let go? And thank you to all our followers. Thank you.
I hope we advance in Coppa Italia, and I hope everything goes well there. I want to win something this year, so let's keep our chances to win that.
Yeah, my message is to CDK, like, someone needs to get this guy electrocuted.
Malok.
Not even, I don't even want to say it here because in case there's kids there, but someone, he has to get banged or something. He has to release some sperm. And
he was with his girlfriend at New Year's. You saw the pictures.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe it's not good enough, Jan, because he looks like he's depressed when he gets on the
field. Because they look the same. Is that why?
It's really scary. But all jokes aside, you know, my message to him is, man, kid, have fun, man. You're playing at Milan. You know how to play soccer. You're not someone who doesn't know how to play soccer. I know you have to start getting familiar with your teammates. We're halfway through the season now. Need to see you a little bit more lively.
Remember, you look like Kaká. Just run with that. Okay, yeah. You look like him. Just run with that.
Guys, thank you so very much. Stevie P, beautiful camera. It's up and running, and the control plus F8. Jan, thank you so much for finding these. Guys, don't forget, at Busted Calcio Tweets, send it to him because he loves this kind of stuff. And he's a bit of a shit disturber, Jan. He likes to poke the bear. Yeah. Ovunque e sempre, guys.
Forza Milan!
Forza Milan.
Italia!